Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we're grateful for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day. Every day is beautiful when you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you know where you're going in eternity. In other words, Father, I'm grateful that you've given us this owner's manual, this magnificent book, that we can tell, we know exactly who we are, what we can do, where we're going. When we die, we know where we're going. When we live, we know where we're going. And we know and understand what's going on, all because we read the book, the owner's manual, and you have given us revelation and wisdom on the book. So we want to praise you and thank you for this wonderful book. Now bless the word as it goes out today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're talking about how to walk in the ways of Jesus, how to be like Jesus, and is it possible? Because we were talking about yesterday about Christ was our example, and he left us an example to follow, that in him there was no sin. Well, I've come to learn there's a lot of things that is required of you to walk there. And number one, you have to have a change of heart. You have to come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because out of the heart, evil things comes. Now then, let's see here what the Word of God says in Mark 7, starting with verse 20. Let's see what defiles a man, because a man has to totally change the way he does business to walk in the anointing power of God. In Mark 7, 20, and he said, this is Jesus speaking, he said, what comes out of a man, that's what defiles a man. What comes out of a man. For it says, far from within or out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Now all these evil things come from within, and they defile the man. Now then, this is what makes a person unclean on the earth today. And most people, unfortunately, that's where we live. The average man, coming from his mouth, which is coming from his heart, is these evil thoughts, which include adultery, fornication, sex out of wedlock, murders. Even people get angry enough with people to kill them. They may not commit the act, but as far as Jesus is concerned, you did. He said, if you get angry with your brother without a cause, you're guilty of murder. And then thefts and covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Now, foolishness, there's a lot of people involved in foolishness today. And these things, such foolish things that we talk about, we tell jokes about. In fact, I had a man contact my ministry this last week, and he said to walk in the anointing you walk in to get the people healed and set free that you do. He said, I would like to know how much television you watch and how many movies you go to. I wrote him an email back and told him, none. I don't go to any. I don't read any secular magazines. I don't read any newspapers. I don't go to any movies other than a movie about the Lord or a Christian movie. I have went to a I've probably been to three movies in the last 25 years. And the ones I have been to were ones that were talking about something to do with spiritual things. Or a very good, highly recommended Christian movie. So as a rule, that's all I see. And on television, I try not to watch anything, not even the news, because on the news, it seems like nearly everything is evil. I don't want to fill my heart with those things. So I don't partake in those things. Because the Lord says, if I store those things in my heart, they will come out of my mouth, and that's what will make me unclean. And if I'm unclean, then I'm defiled before God, and I can't get him to answer my prayer. So I don't want to go there, so I want to walk holy before God. Now then, in Proverbs 23:7, the Lord says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So I'm going to tell you, before you can begin to walk where Christ walked, you must learn how to rethink everything. You can't think like you've always thought because you have to learn to think like God. Now then, as long as you think like a man, you'll always think of all the secular things in the world, and you'll be so hung up on all the things of the world, you'll never walk in God's anointing. So if you want to walk in God's anointing and see Him demonstrate His power before you, one of the things you will have to do is you'll have to learn how to think. And that means you're going to have to start thinking clear thoughts, pure thoughts, as well as you're going to have to learn from the Word of God how to speak the Word and how to fill your mind and your heart with the wonderful things of God's Word. Because if you don't learn how to think like God, you'll never walk in His power. Most people think way below where we should think. We should learn to pray and ask for supernatural things from God, because He is that kind of God. Now, if we walk holy before Him and think big and think it in faith and speak it in faith, we'll get to see the Lord do some mighty wonderful things. Now, to be able to change the way you think, you're going to have to learn to capture every thought that comes to your mind, because the battleground is your mind. Now, you receive thoughts from yourself and from the devil to your mind. Now then, Paul has given us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says in verse 2, "But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh." Verse 3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Now then, when you get a hold of the fact that your mind is a battleground, and that the devil can put thoughts in your mind, and that as a born-again child of God, a Christian, you have been given, according to Luke 10:19-20, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions," Satan and his demons. "All powers given to you over them, they shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Now then, those are two very, very powerful verses. And they're found in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Now then, when you learn who the enemy is, and you learn that the enemy puts these thoughts in your mind, and when you learn that you have to do what 2 Corinthians 10, especially verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of the strongholds." What kind of a stronghold? Any kind of stronghold the devil wants to try to put in your mind. Whether it be smoking, drinking, lying, stealing, cheating, whatever, you have to capture that thought. You have to cast down that argument and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience in Christ, of Christ. So if the Lord told you to do something in His Word, instead of doing what the devil puts in your mind, you'll take the Word of God, you'll capture those thoughts, even those imaginations of those thoughts that the devil's put in your mind, and you'll cast them down. You'll make those things subject to the Word of God. Now, if you don't study the Word of God, it'll be a little more difficult for you to do this. In fact, virtually impossible. But if you'll hide the Word in your heart, and you'll take authority in the name of Jesus every time a bad thought comes to your mind. You're driving down the road. Maybe you used to be a smoker, and a thought comes to your mind, just pull over and have another pack of cigarettes. One cigarette won't hurt you. Grab that thought, flick that little beast out the window, because what that little demon's trying to do is get you to yield to smoking again. And if he gets you to smoking, he will more than likely kill you the second time around. So don't go there. Stay in obedience to God's word. If you were a drinker or you were on drugs or anything else, you do not have to yield to those things as a child of God. You can do exactly what 2 Corinthians 3, 4, and 5 says. You can capture every thought. You can bring every thought that comes to your mind into obedience to the Word of God. And if you've studied the Word, you know what it says. So you will not let the devil put these things in your mind. You will capture those thoughts. You'll cast those thoughts down. You'll throw that devil out the window, and you'll tell him to take a flying leap over into the pit of fiery depths of hell, and you won't have to go back through those things. He cannot make you do anything you do not want to do. The devil is completely defeated. He has absolutely no power whatsoever, and God has given us all power. All power. All authority is given to you in heaven and earth. So he said, trample on the devil and his demons. Kick him. You know, don't let him cheat you. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let him get you into drugs and alcohol or illicit sex and all those kind of things. Don't go there. When you do those things, you are yielding to this beast that our Savior defeated 2,000 years ago and in turn and gave you and me all power over him. And we still let that beast beat up on us on a regular basis. Well, don't do it anymore. Take the Word of God, stand strong on the Word, and kick that devil out with "it is written," and get free from that beast in the name of Jesus. So whatever you do, capture every thought, and then fill your mind with good, clean, pure thoughts. Don't fill your mind with the trash of the world. If you will fill your mind with good, clean thoughts, like Philippians tells us, he tells us very clearly in his word, he says, whatsoever things are pure or true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, of good report, he says, whatever these wonderful things are, if there's anything like that, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And if you'll think on the good things, that's what will go in and fill and flood your heart. And so that's what will come out of your mouth. And that will also bring good results against the devil when he tries to attack you. Well, come to the end of the day. Call me if you'd like free audio and video, CDs, DVDs. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get a list of stuff on the web and see a lot of stuff about us at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord and have a blessed day.